For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Last month marked the official ending of the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season. From the 1st of June to the 30th of November, South Carolinians were encouraged by the South Carolina Emergency Management Division and other state agencies to be vigilant. We called on John Quagliarello, a Columbia-based meteorologist for the National Weather Service, for a review of this year's season.
2017 turned out to be a very active season. We had 16 named storms, 10 of those were hurricanes, and 6 of those hurricanes were actually major hurricanes, which are Category 3 or stronger.
According to Quagliarello, the number of severe hurricanes that occurred this year was pretty significant.
One of the unique parts of the 2017 hurricane season was, for one, the number of major hurricanes that occurred, but also the number of landfalls along the United States coast, whether you look at what Harvey did in Texas, or you look at Irma impacts in Puerto Rico and Florida. You know, it was not only an active hurricane season, but it was very active in terms of landfalls along the United States coast.
Quagliarello also says that South Carolina was lucky not to have received more of an impact from Irma, one of the season's most severe hurricanes. But that's not to say that South Carolina got off scot-free.
Considering Irma made landfall down in the Florida Keys in the southwest part of the state of Florida, we still experienced tropical storm force winds across most of the state. I think one of the greater impacts that people maybe weren't anticipating was the storm surge flooding that occurred along the coast, where we saw the inundation along the coast actually be greater in some parts of the central and southern part of the coast than what we experienced back in Matthew last year.
Now that December is in full swing, Quagliarello and his colleagues have shifted their focus to winter weather concerns. It seems likely that this winter will be a warm one, but Quagliarello still warns against the threat of winter weather conditions in the coming months. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.